West Virginia State Police arrested Dan Heyman, a veteran reporter with Public News Service, for repeatedly asking Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price whether being a target of domestic violence would be considered a pre-existing condition, allowing insurance to be denied under the new Republican health care bill. The charge? Willful disruption of governmental processes. Heyman told reporters, "It's the first time I've ever been arrested for asking a question. First time I've ever heard of someone getting arrested for asking a question." Well, the criminal complaint said that the reporter was aggressively breaching the Secret Service agents to the point where the agents were forced to remove him a couple of times from the area. But the report of the arresting officers contradicts that. The officers said they were able to detain the defendant before he tried to aggressively breach the security of the Secret Service, which leads observers like the ACLU of West Virginia to say that Heyman was arrested for nothing but doing his job as a reporter. "Today was a dark day for democracy," their statement read, "but the rule of law will prevail. The First Amendment will prevail." Dan Heyman is free on bond, awaiting trial. His arrest follows the conviction last week of Code Pink activist Desiree Farooz for unlawful conduct because she laughed in a Senate conference room when Republican Senator Richard Shelby said that then-nominee for Attorney General Jeff Sessions had an extensive record of treating all Americans equally under the law. Farooz faces up to a year in jail. It's not that big media haven't nodded to these cases, but better than adding slogans about democracy dying in darkness and truth mattering more than ever would be vigorous, sustained, principled defense of the right to protest, including while wearing black, which seems to be what's holding together the government's case for felony riot charges against some 214 people arrested en masse on Inauguration Day. Natasha Leonard reports for Esquire that even though D.C. police's initial mass arrest swept up reporters and legal observers who've since been released, they still maintain that each of the dozens of individuals still charged can be proven to have rioted and incited others to riot. But, Leonard tells us, defenders are saying that the state's evidence amounts to video coverage showing people at the beginning of the march wearing black, and then at the end of the protest, now deemed a riot, proving that they could have left but did not. People who broke no windows and set no fires face up to 10 years in prison and $25,000 in fines. There is civil litigation against the police department, but as frightened clients are encouraged to plead out, that effort is weakened. Let's add to that that Republican lawmakers in at least 18 states are now promoting laws to increase the severity of charges for nonviolent protest tactics, like blocking streets and highways. Journalists know the reasons to protest are coming fast and furious. They need to come out much stronger for the right. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.